Min Long Gang against Holder is our next case this morning.
Morning, Your Honor. Morning, Your Honor. May it please the Court, my name is Nathaniel Xie. I'm appearing on behalf of Petitioner Long Gan Lin. Your Honor, in this case, three things went wrong with the prior proceedings. The attorney of record should have informed the immigration judge that he was under disciplinary proceedings. He did not. And then the immigration judge, in conducting the merit hearing, should have known that the attorney was under disciplinary proceedings, did not take that into consideration in conducting.
Was this line of argument presented to the Board of Immigration Appeals?
No, it was not, Your Honor.
If you haven't exhausted your administrative remedies, how can we consider the argument?
Okay. Your Honor, the fact that this was brought up was it was part of the record that
yes, but there's no plain error doctrine in administrative review cases. We can consider only what the board did in response to the arguments made to it.
Yes, Your Honor.
You really need to make your presentation based on the arguments actually made to the board.
Yes, Your Honor. The board's affirmance of the prior proceedings by the immigration court was clearly erroneous in that the immigration judge had conducted the fundamentally unfair hearing because throughout respondent petitioner in this case, his testimony before the immigration judge, he demonstrated his inability to recall simple facts, dates of his the birthday of his daughter, dates of the central claim was when the abortion took place, and recall that he did not sign the asylum claim. The affidavit was not even prepared by him. He with the second grade of education, he did not even know how to read or write Chinese, his native language. And those were brought up. But instead of finding that respondent was incompetent, the immigration judge characterized him as purposefully to represent an incompetent image, and it was in fact sham. And that alone, Your Honor, we consider that that the hearing was simply fundamentally unfair, and the board's without an opinion to identify the issues that was raised on appeal, but rather simply affirmed it, while the board itself was conducting its disciplinary actions against the attorney of record.
Counsel, what are you suggesting should have been done, that your client should have been found incompetent as a witness because of the inconsistencies in his testimony? And
Honor,
then what?
Yeah, Your Honor, we are not trying to ask this court to carve out a new standard in for the immigration court in evaluating whether or not people shown before the court to evaluate whether or not they are competent or not. The least they can do is that that's why I would come back to my point about the competency of the attorney, effectiveness of the attorney as a duty to inform the court about his ineffectiveness and his disciplinary actions. In that if he had informed the court of that, the IJ would have had the knowledge or the awareness to give the respondent an option to either stop the proceeding or retain your counsel. And that was not done because...
Right, but that the argument about his counsel is procedurally gone.
Yes, Your Honor.
So, okay. You know, all you're left with are your substantive arguments, and I'm not quite sure what you're suggesting ought to have been done if it was so readily apparent that your client was impaired, cognitively impaired.
Yes, Your Honor.
And therefore not, you know, based on the inconsistencies of the testimony, I'm not sure what you're suggesting should have been
done. I'm suggesting is that based on the substantial evidence standard, given the testimony provided by the petitioner, he was clearly
he was confused.
He was incompetent, Your Honor. I mean, with second grade education, I mean, the answers he give, according to the IJ, different answers to the same question throughout the whole morning, Your Honor. So I
shared Judge Sykes's question. What happens? I mean, your client bears the burden of persuasion at these proceedings.
He does.
Mental incompetence is not a ground for asylum in the United States.
I agree, Your Honor.
If your client is unable to carry his burden of persuasion, a removal order follows.
I concede that point, Your Honor. That's why it's so important the hearings be conducted in a fair and just manner to provide him with a due process. And in the court's precedent in I hate to pronounce it, Jesse versus Gonzalez, that's J-G-J-E-C-I. That case, this court has held that when the due process rights were violated, then the court the IJ had a duty to stop the proceedings. And in this case, you know, the respondent in this case was clearly incoherent and incompetent, so it should have been stopped. I mean, there was no meaning to continue it further.
What you seem to assume is that if an alien is not mentally capable of assisting his own request for asylum, he gets to remain in the United States indefinitely. That's not the law, as I understand it. If he's incapable of supporting his own claim, he gets removed immediately.
Yes, Your Honor. That is not our argument, Your Honor. Is that he was, in fact, assisted by counsel, and there doesn't seem to be any assistance from the counsel.
Back to the point that no such argument was made to the Board of Immigration Appeals, and it is not properly before us.
But the fact was the board, when considering our appeal, had the full knowledge of the disciplinary actions it was conducting. I refuse to take that into consideration. And that is part of the record. And that is subject to this course of review, Your Honor. Your Honor, for that reason alone, we think the result was a fundamentally unfair hearing. And it should be addressed and it should be righted by this court, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, counsel.
Thank you.
Ms. Workman.
May it please the court, my name is Claire Workman, and I represent the Attorney General, who is the respondent in this case. The immigration judge provided 5 reasons for finding Mr. Lin not credible as to his asylum claim based on an alleged violation of China's one-child policy. Mr. Lin was represented by counsel throughout his entire proceedings, and he has waived challenges to most, if not all, of the reasons for that adverse credibility finding. In any event, the record does not compel reversal of that determination, and this case does not present extraordinary circumstances to warrant overturning that adverse credibility finding. Mr. Lin conceded in his opening brief that his testimony, as he put it, contained gross discrepancies. One of the most glaring that the judge found was that Mr. Lin's testimony contradicted his claim in his written materials that his wife had had a sterilization procedure. He testified that she had an abortion, but that no other procedures had been done and that she was still physically able to have a child. Secondly, the judge pointed out that Mr. Lin testified to alleged physical contact he had with the family planning officers, but he didn't refer to this at all in his written materials. And, of course, he gave 3 different dates for when the alleged abortion occurred. And with respect to the documentary evidence, if this court finds that a challenge to the weight that the judge gave to the forensic document lab report is properly before this court, the Real ID Act allowed the immigration judge to give that document any weight that she saw fit, and particularly because of the contradictions in the testimony, she appropriately gave that certificate, the abortion and the sterilization certificates, less weight, particularly because neither of those certificates indicate whether the procedures were forced or voluntary. I'd like to reiterate that Mr. Lin had a full and fair hearing before the immigration judge. It was his burden to explain the inconsistencies in his case and or to raise the issue of if there was an issue of competence. And he had counsel, his former counsel did not raise that issue. And I would invite the court to look at the record, but nothing in the transcript indicates that he was incompetent. He was illiterate, he claimed, and although he was writing notes to the interpreter about how to spell certain names of his child, his snack shop that he had opened, the fact that he actually ran a snack shop after being terminated from the factory, he opened and ran that, contradicts the claim that he was incompetent. He was responsive to the questions that were asked by the immigration judge, and the contradictions or the inconsistencies that he had just support the immigration judge's conclusion that he was not telling the truth, not that he was incompetent, which of course wasn't exhausted anyways before the board. And if there are no questions by this court, I'd just like to reiterate that Mr. Lin has waived his challenges to the adverse credibility finding, and the record does not compel reversal of that finding, and that this court lacks jurisdiction over his non-exhausted claims. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, counsel. Anything further, counsel? Okay, thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement.